Blog Talk Radio.
Days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm your empowerment coach and host, Marvin Rohn. I'm wishing you a wonderful day today. Make this day a great day. Make this day a special day, but more importantly, make this day a day that you make a commitment to working on yourself. And welcome to The Empowerment Works and another edition of Empowerment 365. And today we'll get into part two of our discussion on personal empowerment. We'll get into our discussion on how you can utilize determination, the mental, physical, and emotional challenges of doubt and fear, how you can overcome those things and become the best person that you can be. And as every day we go through this process of 365 days challenging ourselves and working on ourselves, today we begin once again with the pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And I'm making a commitment today that I will begin to focus consistently on my goals. And I will direct my attention toward my goals. I will work on myself. I will develop tools necessary to become a better person. Those empowerment tools are important. It's important to have balance. It's important to have focus. It's important to utilize faith to become the best person that you can be. This is the process of working on yourself one day at a time. And we want to strive to become the best people that we can be. And all we have to do every day is continue to work on ourselves, just become. Challenge ourselves to become better, begin to believe in yourself, to begin to develop the confidence in you to become the best person that you can be. All you have to do is strive every day, simply try to become the best person that you can be. And that is what The Empowerment Works is all about. It's about working on you, gaining that confidence, striving to become better, challenging yourself every day to become. If you will, every day is to work on yourself. Strive, challenge, change, grow, and work. And as you define work, you understand what that word means, because there's so many meanings inside of the word work that you can choose from. But work is not labor. Work is love. Work is commitment. And I want you to make a commitment to yourself today that you will work on yourself, become the best person that you can be. And we start every show with beginning your day. And I want you to attempt to begin your day with gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. Begin your day starting it off with becoming thankful. And if you can humble yourself to become thankful for the things that you do have, begin to understand that gratitude is important because you can become thankful for your life. And if you just practice becoming thankful for your life every day and making a commitment to working on yourself every day, changing and growing and loving yourself. But can you become humble enough to be thankful for your life, for your health, for the things that you do have? Sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, that your lungs are working, properly for you, that your systems are functioning properly for you. Can you humble yourself to just recognize and acknowledge the blessings that you do have today and every day? And it's a beautiful thing to be able to begin your day humbling yourself to say thank you just for a moment. And now we transition into the important part of the process, and that is forgiveness. This forgiveness begins with forgiving yourself. Let some things go. Don't take it any further. Leave it in the past. Work on yourself right now and say to yourself, I forgive myself and anyone else for any negative actions, activities, words, and even thoughts, but most of all, behaviors. And that's what we experience. And our experiences shape our lives. And so we want to begin every day with forgiveness. Forgiveness in your heart. Letting things and people go. So we can begin the work of working on ourselves. So remove those shackles from the past and begin to practice love and peace in your heart today and every day. That's the process of empowerment. Start your day with gratitude, humbling yourself, practicing forgiveness, and doing something nice for someone else. Even if it's just a hello, a gesture, a nice smile, a handshake, a wave, or even going out into your community and practice something positive, doing something in your community to make your community better. Humbling yourself to become the best person that you can be. So now we transition into the process of empowerment and getting into what the show is all about. This is part two of a two-part series in the process of empowerment, the mental, physical, emotional, doubt, and fear. And you know within the process of empowerment, to find success, there are two obstacles must be overcome. And they are simply doubt and fear. A lot of us experience doubt and fear in many ways. But those are the things that truly hold us back. And they are within our mind. And they are in our thoughts. And they are embedded within us. And we have to be able to understand that doubt and fear hinders our growth and development. And they hold us back. And they get in the way of our personal growth and development. And so you have to understand that if you want to begin the work of changing yourself, your job is to begin to mentally, physically, and emotionally strengthen yourself. You have to be prepared for the challenges that you will face in trying to change. You have to be prepared emotionally for the challenges that you will face moving forward. And so you have to use, of course, your will and your desire, but it only takes you so far. You have to be able to strengthen yourself by utilizing enough of what we call desire, determination, to sustain you through the challenges. You have to want to grow. You have to want to change. You have to be determined to become the best person that you can be. You have to work at it. And this is not a physical labor. This is not a life-threatening challenge or something that makes you sweat or have to do physical labor. It is all mental. Most of it is mental. And so we went through the process of understanding the levels of what that can do to you, the things that you experience, but now the power source that you have to neutralize doubt and fear is your will. You use that a lot. Your desire, we'll talk about that as we go through the process even more. But today we're going to talk about determination. And usually these mental, physical, and emotional challenges are not enough to get you through. You have to be able to understand that doubt and fear will get you off track and they will push you back into your old usual paths, your old usual ways of thinking and behaving. And that's their job, to keep you on track or being off track. So however you assess yourself today and however you assess your thinking and your behaving, again, determination is at the core of the personal development and empowerment program, because you have to utilize the energy within, the power within. Your determination comes from within. And the more that you begin to practice working on yourself, the power that you have exists within your feelings and your emotions. You have to learn to utilize them properly and utilize them in the right way. And so your emotions and your feelings are pure energy. Thoughts are pure feelings. And so you have to begin to simply try to use that force to go within and challenge yourself to become the best person that you can be. And it's simply trying every day to use your energy, use your thought power, evoke and direct the feelings and thoughts toward the goal that you want to make, that you want to achieve. And you can make remarkable achievements if you just simply try to utilize your gifts, your talents, and abilities to become the best person that you can be. It is all about you. It's all about understanding your energy and the power of thought and emotions. And so determination is a power and force that you can utilize, direct, and move toward achieving your goal. And determination is firmly deciding that you are going to change within, changing your mind, changing your thoughts, and changing your feelings. Once your mind has power or charge to change, you will begin to do the things that will allow you to achieve your goals. You will do the things that will allow you to begin the practice of becoming. You will do the things that will allow you to achieve, to come to a place in your mind where you are overcoming obstacles and you are changing your life one day at a time. And so it is up to you to do the work of working on yourself. Become determined. Become very, very, very determined to overcome your obstacles, to overcome your challenges. And sometimes that means overcoming yourself, overcoming the ways that you think and feel, and becoming the best person that you can be by simply trying every day to work on yourself. Examine your thoughts. Practice utilizing your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your abilities. Become determined to become the best person that you can be. And it's a daily practice and a daily process of becoming. So I'm asking you today to begin to practice becoming determined. Understand the power of determination within you. And this power of determination will assist you in overcoming all of your obstacles today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Roan, your empowerment coach. Today, all I'm asking you to do is simply try. Simply try to become empowered. Simply try to change. Simply try to grow. Simply try to become determined to be the best person that you can be today and every day. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have great programs, activities, audio programs, things out there for you to listen to read if you like reading, but to grow. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Become empowered. Love on yourself. Peace.